We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trial balloon, how do we think about a neutral site for championship game? Because I'll tell you, people, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And I now get this, all this ranting and raving, and it's terrible. Of course it's terrible if you're a fan. If one of those home teams, Philly or Kansas City, like, think about that in the future. Of course it's terrible, but you think the NFL cares that fans think it's terrible? No. This is a business.
Mully at Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is audio from the Business of Sports NFL Business Podcast with Andrew Brandt. And Andrew is, of course, the former Packers president and knows a little bit about finance. And you can catch him on the Sunday 7 newsletter as well. And we are delighted to welcome him again to the program. He joins us on the Signature Bank Score Hotline. Signature Bank, making commercial banking personal. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Good to be with you guys, as always. I was listening to that clip coming in. I'm like, that voice sounds familiar. That topic sounds familiar.
Exactly.
I realized that that was me. Listen, on the neutral site, I just found one of the NFL doesn't tweet much, their PR tweet. But some reason, and I think I know the reason, they tweeted out on Friday before these games, or it was like a week ago, hey, we've sold over 50,000 tickets to the neutral site Atlanta game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are they doing that? Other than to piss off the Bengals. Like, why are they doing that? And I think they've put it out there as a trial balloon, which has been negative, of course. But this is coming. And it's coming because, I mean, everyone can go into why and why and why, and it's so terrible. But the reason is, think three Super Bowls a year rather than one. Now, of course, it's not going to be Super Bowl-like. But it's going to be known 8 months in advance instead of 4 days in advance where these games are. And think of all the things you can do around that city, around that event. And that's the big word here, event. So I think that the league realizes, hey, we're losing out on this. College football has this. March Madness has this. What are we doing here? And I think that's coming.
We've talked about this a lot, Andrew. I wonder, how big of a factor would it be to do the neutral site thing because of the poor officiating that we saw on Sunday in both championship games, because of the way that maybe the home field advantage, the home crowd, might influence the officiating?
Sure seems like it from the games, but again, the NFL would never admit to that. But yeah, if you sort of extrapolate that to a more sterile environment in, say, Atlanta, maybe you don't have that. And maybe there's not a call on the last play with Patrick Mahomes. Maybe not. You know, there is human nature in officiating. We know that. As skilled as these guys are, if you're going to see that play in Kansas City, it's probably different than seeing that play in Cincinnati.
It's interesting. I believe it was Mike Florio who wrote a thing last week or maybe the week before where he talked about full-time officials. They're inching ever closer to it. I mean, this is a multiple billion-dollar business, multi-billion-dollar business, and the idea that you've got part-time officials, which, listen, these guys have careers, they have lives. It is 20 weeks a season. It's always been a mystery as to how to put together full-time officials in the NFL. Is it time?
It is a mystery. You can always say it's time. But listen, when I was at the Packers, I used to talk to these guys before the game on the field because I'm out there early. They're out there early. And there are a couple of them lawyers. We're talking about lawyering stuff. We're talking about being judges. We're talking about a guy worked at the NY transportation system. So I think the league would ideally like full-time refs, but it all gets down to business, right? In my area, are you going to pay them? I mean, Major League Baseball officials average, I don't know, a couple hundred, 300,000 a year. So are you going to pay these guys like that to – you know, we can all say, do what for 6 months? Look at film? Look at fitness? I mean, what are they going to do for 6 months? You know, are you going to pay them for 6 months for not doing much? So that's always the question.
So yesterday we found out that the salary cap will increase 8% up to $224.8 million. Here in Chicago, we're fixated on that, Andrew, because the Bears have more cap space than anybody in the league, $91.8 million. How did you interpret why the increase happened? Is this just the cost of a typical inflationary increase? And when you have a team like the Bears at the top of the list with cap space, does that necessarily mean they're going to spend all of it?
Yeah, I mean, listen, having managed a cap, it's always this push and pull when you have cap space, how much to spend, how much to leave over for the future. There's carryover now. As everyone knows, you can carry over to year to year. What it would allow me to do with a lot of cap space is to better manage contracts for big time contracts. In other words, you know, not do what the Saints and the Rams and some other teams have done, which is keep pushing out the pain to the future. So say the Bears want to sign a guy for $20 million cash first year. Maybe it's 10 bonus, 10 salary. Maybe it's 18 bonus, 2 salary, whatever it is. I would match cash and cap. So I would not give it in signing bonus because signing bonus is prorated and you're pushing out the pain.
Right.
So now they have an opportunity to say, okay, we're going to pay this guy $20 million first year. We're also going to load cap $20 million first year. And then we don't have to worry about it in the future. And we can cut them in 2 years and have zero cap. So these are the kind of decisions you make. And the Bears are in an advantageous situation right now.
I was saying to David that I thought it might be a bad thing for the Bears in the free agent market, that teams, that the cap is now increased 8%. So teams have more money. In other words, are they more likely to sign a guy and keep him out of free agency? Are they more likely to be able to kind of manipulate their own cap to the point where, as you say, some teams are spreading out the hit? And does that mean that fewer players are available for the Bears to try to sign? And in these teams that have this money, they could put all that money into one guy if they wanted to, if they felt there were one guy away, and that prevents a team like the Bears with all the money to do anything but overbid.
Yeah, I mean, these are my pet peeves going into this time of year every year as someone who's done this. People don't understand this stuff. And they think, you know, listen, I would tell agents and I would tell people asking, don't worry about the cap. Let me worry about that. Don't worry. The cap is not money. People have to understand cap does not equal money. Cap equals accounting. That's all it is. It's accounting. The key is, what's the cash? If you're an agent, if you're a team, what's the cash? Forget about cap. What's the money going to the player year one, year two, year three? What's the guarantee? What's the structure? How much is he going to get over 3 years, which is the realistic time frame for these contracts? Cap is just pushing around money. And if you have it, like the Bears, to push around, you can keep it. You can load it. You can pay as you go. If you're a team like the Rams or the Bucks or the Saints, you're in this vicious cycle of pushing out. But let's be clear. Cap does not prevent teams from spending, and teams with a lot of cap does not make them spend. It's all budgeting. That's all it is.
Andrew, we look at the Philadelphia Eagles and they're back in the Super Bowl, and Howie Roseman now has done it again. I know he's a contemporary of yours. We give him a lot of credit for the roster building, and I think there's an assumption that, boy, you know, he's really great at evaluating talent. He might be, but you look at the way that he has structured some other things in terms of he came up as you point out, a capologist, a financial guy. What is it that he does better than everybody else that puts the Eagles in another position to win a Super Bowl?
Well, people focus on the scout-type GM. And I know the Bears just hired one, and there's nothing wrong with that. A GM that comes up from the scouting background, that's been bird-dogging players since they were 24 years old, that's gone to college campuses 6 months every year, that's fine. And that usually makes for the best type of drafter or talent evaluator. But people don't realize what a GM really does. And a GM is maneuvering. A GM is business. And Howie's an example of a GM from a business point of view, from a negotiating background. And that has added so much value to the Eagles. He has wrangled trades with these football scout-type GMs where he's just at another level. He's at another level. He's getting value for the Eagles. Great trades. He has drafted well. He's learned that. He has done core extensions for players that you would think, man, players should get more money than that for that player. He's done it. And what he's used is this business background to outsmart agents and to outsmart football-type GMs. And I've made this joke kind of in jest, but not really. Like, if I'm another GM getting a call from the Eagles, I'm going to run the other way. Like, what he's done to the Saints with some of those trades, I mean, he got A.J. Brown for a 1 and a 3 when other trades for like Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill were at least a 1 and a 2. So these are little things that add up. So he's proved his value here, and that, you know, that's a team that's loaded. I've said since September, this is their year.
So, Andrew, someone told me, and I can't remember who, that, you know, you were talking about cash in hand, that teams are required to spend a certain amount of cash, and that it's over a 3-year period or something, and the Bears need to spend that cash. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that is accurate. And I, you know, I've been critical of CBA for on that element because 3 years is not a hard time frame. Yeah, the Bears are under the spending limit if you look at it in 2022. But in a couple years or a year, you know, they're going to pay Fields. So there's going to be a massive cash infusion. And teams can coast with this 3-year rule. It used to be 4, so good on them for getting it to 3. But, you know, if you want real spending by teams, you got to do it annually. And hopefully one day the CBA we'll look at these spending limits and say every year, not over 3 years.
What is the limit in over 3 years?
You got to spend, I believe it's 89% of the cap over 3 years. So theoretically, you could spend up, I don't know, 100% 1 year and 70%, I don't know, 82% for two years, whatever it may be.
Andrew, do you have any experience dealing with Kevin Warren, and what did you think about him becoming the Bears team president?
Yeah, he was all over the NFC North. You know, I think he was with Detroit and Minnesota during my time with the Packers. Solid administrator, solid leader, has a nice presence. I think he'll be fine. I mean, I think we have different roles in football and sports, and I think we're sort of morphing into more business. You know, these are just $2 billion-plus assets right now, and they need someone with leadership background over massive investments like that.
Hey, Andrew, thanks a ton. Tons of great information. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, guys. There, people are asking me, I do these reels. Instagram, my kids got me on Instagram.
Great.
So go to Andrew Brandt, too, and I do reels about all this stuff.
That's great.
Excellent. Oh, yeah, I'll do that today. Thank you so much, Andrew. God bless.
Guys.
That is Andrew Brandt. That's
on the gram.
Fascinating.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.